You ever wondered before, like, those poor fish, they got multiplied too, but then they were just forgotten. Bread got to be that great symbol of our Lord himself. You know, obviously there's practical reasons why God didn't choose fish to be the symbol of his presence. Fish doesn't do too well sitting in a tabernacle over the week. God chooses things, you know, his perfect will. And it makes sense. Bread, from the very beginning of the time, has been this beautiful symbol of life. And all through these miracles, multiplication, Old Testament, New Testament, we see its fulfillment in the Eucharist. You wonder how they must have treated those leftovers from the miracle of, you know, that Elisha and our Lord performed. They had those 20 loaves in Elisha's case, 5 loaves in Jesus' case, and then they had leftovers of this miraculously multiplied bread. I'm sure they guarded it carefully. They didn't let it go to waste. They shared it with more people so that they too could see this is the miraculous bread. How careful they must have been to guard it, not letting any of it be lost. How much more careful must we be for the Eucharist? The fulfillment, the pinnacle of what bread was to be and represent and become our Lord himself. And this is why, you know, we have a period of time where we were slow here. You know, I'm up here, you know, preparing the altar, and, you know, first I put down a cloth. You know, it's called a corporal, to capture any crumbs that might fall so they're not lost in the larger altar cloth. Or if any of the precious blood were to be spilled, it too would be soaked up by the corporal. And then, you know, what do I do afterwards? I take it and I flip it. No! Some people will do that. They're like, oh, let me set this up for you, Father. Like, no, Jesus! You lay it down carefully and you fold it up carefully. That way, any crumbs are guarded inside. Because it's our Lord. And then you'll see, like, after communion, I take time to wash the chalice and the paten. Sometimes you're like, come on, Father, hurry it up. Every particle of the host becomes Jesus. It's not just one piece and anything that falls off will. You know, every particle that the human eye can see and discern as bread is fully and truly Jesus. And this doesn't just apply to me on the altar. It also applies to you when you receive communion. You'll notice that today our server James coming at you with the paten. You're like, come on, get out of my way. I'm trying to receive communion. That's in case the host were to fall. Make sure you give him room. Bring the paten low beneath your hands or underneath your mouth. Just in case the host were to slip, it wouldn't hit the ground. It would be caught by that paten. And then you, when you receive, if you receive on the hand, you know, we even have a gesture that's dedicated just to communion. I don't know. My guess is that none of you guys say, hey, could you give me a chip? No, that is just for communion. It's a gesture that's, you know, special and practical. You know, you have your non-dominant hand up first, and your dominant hand underneath, that way your dominant hand is free, the one you're most dexterous with, to pick up our Lord carefully and to receive him. And then one thing that you might want to think about, what do you do with this hand the moment you pick our Lord up? Do you just drop it? Or do you look? Because we have hosts that are not crummy, like they don't break off and make crumbs. But sometimes a crumb will break off and it'll be in your hand, and if you're not careful, you'll drop our Lord to the floor. And you won't even know it. And he doesn't hold you accountable for things you honestly don't know. But today, if you receive on the hand, totally your choice, no judgment. If you receive on the hand, look. Take a moment. Pick up our Lord, receive him, and just see, is there a crumb? Because that's not a piece of Jesus. That is our Lord, truly and fully. And if you need to, just, you know, use your finger. You can lick your finger or just reach your hand up to your mouth and receive that particle as well. And then if you receive on the tongue, that's why we ask you open your mouth wide and stick out your tongue. It seems weird, I know. Like, you know, it's something you do at the doctor's office. But We do that because it makes it easy for me to place our Lord into your mouth. And I also won't touch your tongue. If you just kind of, if you make it hard on me, you know, chances are I might end up touching you. But open your mouth wide, stick out your tongue. It's just honor and care we show for our Lord in that way. Because we don't believe this is just bread. The Catholic Church, different rites of the Catholic Church are the only ones that truly believe that this bread and wine is not a symbol after consecration. It's truly God. It's even greater than this bread that was multiplied in the readings we heard today. Do and act in ways that reflect that. That this is not any other food we're receiving. It's our Lord himself. And he deserves the utmost respect. Maybe sometimes you get a feeling like, this is just too much. Why do we waste so much time? You know, God, you mean, you think in the old, like in the first mass there, the Last Supper, they didn't have a corporal. Jesus wasn't there with the disciples carefully picking up all the crumbs. And some people think, come on, they didn't do this in the early church. Why are we doing all this now? But we have a development of our understanding of how precious our Lord is. Think of this. Jeweler companies that, you know, make rings, necklaces out of precious metals, they go to extreme ends to make sure that not even the dust particles of precious metal are lost. Because for them, it's a lot of money when you make a lot of jewelry. And one company takes the paper towels that employees use to dry their hands, those who are working on the floor, and they save them. And they burn them in a furnace every so often. And you'd be amazed how much metal comes out at the end. Just the dust particles that are captured in the paper towels. That's the length they go to preserve gold, silver, platinum. What we have on this altar, infinitely more valuable than any precious metal here on earth. And so watch today. You know, it's this routine, you know, maybe you kind of zone out while I'm up there prepping the altar and all that. But look how careful we are in the church, holding out the corporal and preparing the chalice and distributing communion as carefully as we can and protecting our Lord and then purifying the vessels afterwards. You know, be amazed at and grateful that we in the Catholic Church have this faith and do it so well, or at least do our best. And then look at your own reaction to our Lord when he comes to you, either in your hands or upon your tongue. And see, is there any other way that you need to make a little change to show our Lord the respect he deserves? Because when you do that, when your heart and your body reflect how amazing the Eucharist is, you'll be open even more to receiving the grace that gives us in communion.